Okay, would like to call to order the regular meeting of the Finance Committee of the Town of Discovery Bay. I would like to start with roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken and let the record reflect that all members are present.
Fantastic. All right, this is the time for public comment. Is there anybody on the line that would like to say anything about anything that's not on the agenda? Do we know if there's anybody on the line at all?
We haven't heard anybody.
Dina Brightstein, no comment.
Dina Brightstein, no, we don't want to hear from her, so let's just move on quickly. hi, Dina. Okay.
Hello.
So here's the deal. I am going to make a motion that we approve the minutes based on the fact that neither one of us were at the last meeting, so we can't really review them, but I'll make a motion we approve them.
I second.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
All right, done. Presentation is the finance update. That's probably Dina Brightstein. Or no, it might be Julie.
It's Julie,
I'm sorry.
All right,
I caught myself. Sam, down.
Got that going up there? The PowerPoint that came in your package?
Yeah, let me see the package here. Let me get there. Starting with the...
Nice title page.
Is that the one with the little circles in it, on it?
No, it's this one.
Gotcha. I'm there. I'm there. Please go ahead.
All right, so I'm going to do a summary financial review as of December 31st, 2020, which marks the six-month point of our fiscal year. Our fiscal year, as you know, runs from July 1st to June 30th. Okay, so kind of want to go over what's new. I have developed a new summary income statement for our review, and what I've done is I've taken accounts and I've added and summarized them together into categories that make sense, so we're not looking at, you know, $100, $1,500 accounts. All that detail is still provided to you, but for the review, I have it more at a top level and executive level review, and I'd love to have all of your input afterwards on what you liked and what you didn't like. The amounts are rounded to the nearest thousands, so easier to read, hopefully. And again, the detailed financials are there for your review. All right, so let's start with water. As I said, we're through the month of December. We got our first payment from the county for a little over 50% of our water account charge. It's called the Water Account Charge SEC. Our water usage is in line with previous years, and we are at 58% of revenue. We don't have any major surprises on revenue. The only area where we are a little short in revenue has been in connection and capacity fees. And those just come as people build their homes. We had 10 in the plan, so it's not that much.
And those were best estimates, thinking on what people were going to do, so it's not a real finite number?
Yeah, it's not a finite number.
The account charges are the portion that comes out of property tax, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. We'll get about a little over 50%, then we'll get about 40% in April, then we'll get the rest in June.
Okay.
They always have little adjustments here and there through the years because they do a little bit of a holdback. They're very small amounts. I also did, in some of my research and looking at some of the deposits we received, we also get, besides the account, or that's in zoning, never mind. We'll get to zoning.
What's SEC stand for? Security Exchange
secured,
Commission?
It's secured.
Secured, okay. And the rest of the water bill comes out of usage, and that's the direct bill that goes out to the consumer every day, or every month.
Yes, and
okay.
Then there's the meter installation fee, which
sure.
Is the 801.
Makes sense. I just wanted to make sure I understood how those broke down.
But actually, I had a clarifying question. I'm sorry, I'm new to this board,
yeah,
this committee. So, I understand the count. Please explain again. You mentioned the county collects money.
Yes.
On the water side or the wastewater side?
On both sides. So we have account charges that are charged to our residents on their property tax bill. And The county charges all the homeowners on their property tax. They start collecting those property taxes from the residents in November and December. In December, we get 50% of the amount that's on the tax roll.
If I may, for some clarity, the account charge used to be a one-time set water bill before we got the meters.
Right.
And when we got the meters, there was a determination that whether a person even used one drop of water, there was still the charges of maintaining and running
the delivery system,
plant, et cetera. So the purpose of the account charge is, despite whatever water you use, there's still this set cost that's remaining on the tax.
Thank you.
Infrastructure charge, basically the water plants and the delivery system.
Got it. Thank you.
You needed a little bit. I got it. Okay, and so water side for a regular residential home was for the 2021 tax year was $257.52. All right, so as the county collected it, we'll get half of it. We'll get about 45%, and then about 5%. So at the end of the year, we'll have some. All right, any other questions on revenue? All right, let's go down to expenses. Expenses, we're doing fairly well. We are running.
I'm sorry. Can I?
Yeah,
I do have a question.
Interrupt me every time. It's okay.
Well, the first meeting maybe as I go further.
No, that's how we learn.
But where's the revenue for what the town collects?
Usage.
Water charges usage.
Very personal. Usage is the direct bill to the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they collect out of the town.
I'm sorry, wrong page probably, but. Right? Water on the water side.
Okay, I got it now, Sam. Thank you.
All right.
And
so we're good?
New to both of us, so don't hesitate to ask questions. I'll learn right along with you. Go ahead.
All right. So I'm going to go into a little bit of detail on how I compiled the financials on the expense side. I took all the employee expenses, which are salaries, taxes, benefits, workers' comp insurance, added them all together, budget and actual. So that's what it costs for our employees. We are at 41% of budget in 6 months of the year. So we are under budget. The next line, consulting.
Is that because we weren't fully employed?
We budget at top step, which is the top of the salary range. And we did do some hiring that was a little later in the year.
Okay. Why?
Consulting expenses. We've spent quite a bit of that money, but since we're both, you guys are both fairly new to this committee, or are new to this committee, when we budget, Dina's projects are budgeted in CIP. So Dina's budgeted all that. Some of those expenses run into the income statement. So with the consulting expenses, those are for our engineers, for the most part, for regular day-to-day consulting. And in those numbers, we also have two projects that were budgeted in capital that are going to end up being, when the actuals come in, under consulting expenses. And those were the water asset management plan and the urban water management plan for about $35,000. So when you take out the $35,000, we're running a lot closer.
So if I'm done, help me out, see if I understand this properly. So we're actually running at 82%, but we're kind of front loaded on some of the consulting fees. Is that why? Because the projects, even though they were put into the year, they happened to fall into the first part of the year, so that raised the percentage of spending? Or are we going to be over budget by 30% at the end of the year?
That is not what's happening. What is happening is that we have budget money. The budget money is sitting in CIP and capital, but it's being spent out of expenses. When you add the two together, we'll be okay, we'll be within budget.
Okay, so it looks worse than it is what you're telling me. Okay.
But I would say there are scenarios that occur that is exactly what you described.
That's it. That's what would have been my first guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
next slide, the water service contracts, that's the Veolia charge. We're running right where we should be.
Yep.
Utilities, those are both water and PG&E utilities. We have been running hot on the water side. We are running better on the wastewater side. I think we have a little bit of a budgeting issue there.
So that might just be something we need to tighten up in next year's budget, because there was probably, I know my PG&E bill's gone up, so I imagine everybody's PG&E bill's gone up. We didn't anticipate that, so we're going to be over budget on that line item.
Yes.
Okay. Well, not okay, but
yeah,
understood. I guess it's a better way to say it.
We took that number down quite a bit because it was favorable last year, so we just got a little.
It's a crapshoot.
Repairs and maintenance. Now, repairs and maintenance, of course, now this is an area that we had a financial hardship. As you are aware, we've had many leaks. Aaron has did. We have, those are the cost of the leaks. Going through on all those, every time Aaron has J&W out there taking care of the leaks. We are going to go over budget on that item, unless the leaks evaporate here in the next 6 months. Aaron does think he has fixed a lot of the issues that have been causing the leaks. But we shall see. And I spoke with him this morning. He'll talk to you more about water cleaning too. Material and supplies, that is the that goes hand in hand with repairs and maintenance. That's the materials that Aaron's buying, water meters and road construction materials. Again, more leaks, more cut into the road, more materials. Debt service, that is our debt payment, our first debt payment that was made in October. That payment was principal and interest. The next debt payment will be made in May, and it will be interest only. Liability.
Is that by design?
Yeah, that's the way.
The first payment's always in principal interest, and the second payment's always just interest?
Yes.
Okay.
Liability and property insurance, those are annual amounts. We were off a little bit in our estimate for the year.
Sounds like we're off by about 100%.
We've already
paid the year for the year.
It was 67. We spent 67 on a budget of 66. And that's
so far.
That's an annual amount. No, we paid for the whole policy for the whole year.
Oh, cool.
That is front loaded.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
So it's not that bad.
Not that bad.
Okay.
Just a little bit. Bank fees, postage, etc. These are the fees that we charge for using credit cards, using Express. Some of Express Bill Pay, the bank, the postage that goes out with our mailing service, all those, we're pretty much in line there. Subscriptions, membership fees, and software. These are the, we've got many different subscriptions that we subscribe to. Most all of our software is a subscription-based software nowadays,
mm-hmm.
So that's why I put it in there. And we're running at 55%. We may go a little over on that one. Permits and fees, exactly what that is. Those are just permits and fees that we pay out throughout the year. We'll have some more to do in the spring. Professional fees, legal and accounting. Currently, this is through September for our legal charges, and our accounting charges will be coming in the next 60 days as we complete the audit.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect we will spend at 100% on that budget line. Miscellaneous is quite a few small categories, such as supplies, vehicle, advertising, rent, just a whole bunch of different little items that add up to those. And we are very favorable compared to budget. So overall, we're spending at 54% of our expenses. Oh, I see you.
So,
great.
just for clarification, because again, this is actually the very first time I've been on the finance committee. I mean, we talk about it in general meetings, but for better understanding, there's things in here such as bank fees that may be a little difficult. Software might be a little difficult. Some of the miscellaneous costs might be a little professional fees. Do we have a formula for spreading those costs between the different areas, or is it, it's not finite? In other words, it's a formula we use to say, okay, water's going to use a certain percentage of a $100,000 cost, and we designate that portion to the budget in water, and we designate a portion of that same item to wastewater, zone 8, all these different parks and rec, whatever they are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably not saying the right thing, but is my theory right there?
Yes, so when we develop the budget, an example, let's just do the county bill, because that's probably the easiest one. It is split between water, wastewater, zone 8, and zone 9. So I'll budget, they audit each one of those. And so I have a formula, and it's
pretty I get it. No, I understand.
Yeah. And then when the bill comes in, I get one bill, but I make sure that we charge water, wastewater, zoning, et cetera.
Which, if I might go back to salaries for just, or get back to employee expenses for a moment. So it's pretty easy to put Aaron Bailey and CJ, is that right? On, we know what their costs are. They only work for, they work for both water and wastewater. So we have to do the kind of same thing with the employee expenses. Do we also do that with management expenses?
Absolutely.
Part of Michael's salary goes towards, and that goes into the cost per division, correct?
Absolutely.
It's not a big blanket thing someplace.
Nope. We take it. Actually, the charges for the landscape crew, they are done where they're working. So if Bill's group is working in Zone 8, we charge Zone 8.
So that's part of the payroll accounting that Bill's responsible for every time, everywhere.
Correct me if I'm wrong. So the billable rate is their salary, benefits, plus a burden.
Plus a burden, yeah, right.
And that burden is what the administrative and the and my costs are in that hourly rate, correct?
No.
Not for town, that's for the county.
For the county.
Yes.
Not for us, it's your actual cost.
Yeah.
What percentage of your work do we arbitrarily, as accurately as possible, decide that you spend on water? How much of your work do you spend on wastewater? Am I correct?
Yes, and I have a spreadsheet, and we budget.
And almost all office staff is divided certain percentages. Probably Kelly may work more on one side of the house than the other side of the house. Terry might work more. So you guys try to be as accurate as possible with the accounting process in distributing those costs to the source of the cost, whether it
yes,
be water, wastewater.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Right. And those numbers and allocations are looked at budgeting.
I wouldn't have known they did that.
And they are audited by our CPAs.
You say you had a question?
I did. So as an example, where would the town council come in play? Where would they be?
The board of director fees?
No, our attorneys, the council. The
professional
fee. Oh, so fee. When we get the bill from the attorneys, mm-hmm. we have general services that are just basic running the town. Dina actually gets the bill, goes through it, and we charge, if it's specific to a zone, we will charge it to a zone or water, wastewater. If it's general, it goes over a split, a standard split.
That same kind of ratio that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
And almost everything that we do, software, gas, we attach it to where it should be. So there's a lot. Leslie is the master. She sits there and will code the bills and split the bills.
And this has come through years of dissecting our costs.
And working with auditors to validate that.
Very good.
Section.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, so as an example, keep going. So I would assume Bill's schedule is sort of kind of fixed-ish, his team. So pretty much I would imagine that's the yearly costs are very similar as far as how much rates of time you're spending in different zones.
Yeah. Bill's gets a little bit more complicated because he has the county zones, which are not reflected in these financials.
Sure.
But Bill's team is—he keeps track of his team mm-hmm. and where they're spending their time. We make estimates, we budget, and then we go to it.
So we're going to get to that, and that'll bring up a good question. We're going to get to Zone 8 and Zone 9 here for
yep.
the show.
Okay. So any more questions on water?
Nope.
All right. Wastewater. Now, wastewater, the revenue, at the top there, you're going to see the wastewater account charge, SEC. That is the account charge that goes for the maintenance of the wastewater system through the tax roll, and that's about 50% of what we get. Now, on the wastewater, residentials do not get billed monthly for any part of their wastewater. That's all where most of our revenue comes. On the flip side, commercial accounts do pay based on usage, on their water usage for their sewer charges. And that's the next line. Sewer charges commercial. Next is the connection and capacity fees. They, when somebody comes and sets up a lot, they get connection and capacity fees both in water and wastewater. The county zones vehicle reimbursable and the county zone vehicle, county zone payroll reimbursables. I'm going to go back, I'm going to go into the weeds a little bit. Tell me if I'm going too much, okay? So when we pay payroll, I can't cut Mike at five checks or four checks from four different zones. We cut one check and we run all of payroll out of wastewater. Then we allocate all the money. So those amounts there are representing items that we have billed the county to get reimbursed. So we will bill the county and we're getting reimbursed. It's kind of a clunky system. I'm refining it with the auditors. We worked on refining how we book payroll, and normally that account can have some volatility at the end of the year in audit adjustments, and we're hoping to prevent that in future years, as in this year. Other, just that one is, we got PG&E fees for a water release into our sewer system. I won't go too far into the weeds here. There's just a couple things I wanted to point out. Again, going through our expenses, you can see how we're very favorable on the employee side, but the consulting side does not look so good. I just wanted to let you know that there is $132,000 in that consulting expenses that's going to be reclassed. It is part of the DNAG project, so we're going to put that into CIP. Okay, so consulting is back in line. Most all the other expenses are way under 50%, with the exception of debt service, but our next payment's only the interest. We're budgeted just fine there. Again, we went over on property and liability.
Front-loaded.
Yep, because it's front-loaded. And I can put a note on there, too, so next
okay.
time we look at it, we...
So it gives us something to ask you about.
Okay. That's fine.
Make sure we're awake.
Yeah.
I prefer a note, though, but thank you.
Was there any questions on wastewater? All right. Okay. Now things look a little different when we come over to Zone 8. Again, in Zone 8, we get the 1% of the 1%, and we have gotten the first installment. I had brought up that I also, in some of the research with some of the deposits we got from the county, that we do get the 1% of the 1% on all the property. We also get the 1% of the 1% on any commercial personal property tax. It's not very much, but it's about $25,000. Businesses here have to pay taxes on their, Safeway pays taxes on their refrigerators and all their cabinets and all that kind of stuff. We actually get out of that tax too. Anyway, just thought I'd share that information.
That's under revenue where?
Property tax.
Oh, at the top, okay.
Yep. The community center obviously is closed due to COVID. Our rental fees, the majority of our rental fees every year is the is water and wastewater, paying rent for the use of the community center. That's $33,000. That usually is billed in April. That's just the month we've always billed it. So that'll be coming. Again, we have some county zone reimbursables that come through on the audit. We're hoping to get rid of those. You can see there's a variance. We haven't had any yet, but we are working on processes to get to stop the money flying all over these things. Interest income. That is the interest we earned on the Hoffman note, and I believe you're both aware Hoffman has paid off the note.
Yeah, going away.
So that's why we are favorable, because we got $600 extra.
What was our total interest take from them? Do you know it offhand?
I do not, but I can tell.
Well, for the year, it looked like it was $27,000, right?
Yeah, we had two more years with a little bit more than that on the other years. So
we actually prorated
30, 60
the year on the actual date they paid.
Somewhere close to $70,000, probably.
You mean
about that, yeah, because if you do 3 years,
if you do 30, 30, and 20, that's 70. That's about what it probably comes out. Okay.
I'll send you that.
That was good deal, sir. Well negotiated, sir.
It was 5% on the balance.
In the other column, budgeted, we only had $11,000. Those are places where we put the $6,000 Veolia contribution, things like that. But this year, we got the $30,000 for the pickleball court, so we had to record that. And that's going to offset our capital pay. And employees, let's go down. Any questions on revenue? Okay. So we're at 54% of revenue.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad, but, you know, we don't have any community center programs, right, which is unfortunate. All right, so for expenses, again, the same premise was used in water and wastewater. Like expenses, added them up. For this is the employee expenses. We are 42%. We've hit zero when it comes to the community center for our part-time staff at the community center because we haven't had anybody. On the other side, Bill's team has spent a lot of time on Zone 8, as you can tell by Discovery Bay Boulevard.
We should get that fence fixed over there.
Program costs, that's the cut that we share with our instructors. And we really haven't had any of that because we haven't been running any programs. One item that is over budget that we've talked about many a times in many committees is the repairs and maintenance. And that is where we are spending the carryover funds, because the carryover funds from last year are going through our P&L from this year. And just for a quick summary on repairs and maintenance, spoke with Bill earlier today, and we have spent, out of the $82K, the big items, $16K for TerraCare. We spent $12K on palm tree trimming. We spent $13K on rock, decorative rock. $10K on landscaping supplies, which is mostly the mulch. And $6K at Devil Mountain Nursery. Bill and I agreed when we were talking as of the end of January, we were going to go through. He's got an amount, he's keeping track of his vendors, we're going to make sure he's not going over budget. He has spent a lot of his money, but not all of it. Any questions on that?
Yeah, not on that, but are you done with wastewater then?
I'm on zoning.
Yeah.
Oh, let me go back to wastewater for a minute.
Sure.
My bad. Permits and fees. It shows that we're going to be going over. But here's where I need to understand the correlation. So when we bid a project out, or when it's a CIP project, it's in the budget to build the D-Night plant. We have permits and fees built into that.
Yes.
How does that correlate to the number that's here? I mean, is that part of what is over here, or is this a different, I don't understand how they fall in line.
I don't see, okay, so when I'm looking at permit fees and wastewater, I see spending of $49K on a budget of $147K we're under at the moment.
I get that, but, well.
You said we thought you were going over.
Hold on a second.
I think what he's asking.
Okay, are they, must be related somehow.
Okay, so, the budget here does not, it did not incorporate any permits and fees in my expense budget. They are part of the project and they are developed in the CIP budget.
So those are a different permit and budget than this line item. That's what I want to know.
Okay,
thank you.
That's what I heard.
That answers my question.
Yes.
They're separate line items, they're not related.
Yes.
Okay.
And
I guess put Zone 8's over a little bit on permits and fees.
Yes, and that includes some of the pool permits, and some of those pool permits, there's two different ones. We had a review of the plans that were done by
the county.
The county?
Yeah.
And for the pool that wasn't built, and then we have the permits in there. Then we have regular permits just to run the pool.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay, so on Zone 8, my question is, and maybe it's not a good question, but
no, there's no such thing.
Well, I'm trying to understand how to effectively digest this information and move forward with it. So you said, you made a comment, you know, Bill is almost out of money. How do we know how much money Bill has in Zone 8? And is that something that should be reflected here, or is that reflected someplace else?
Oh, Bill was given there was $168,000 in a discussion previously of carryover funds in Zone 8.
I'm just talking about...
Yeah.
Let me back up a little bit. I apologize. Just in his normal operations, day-to-day stuff, how is his expenses debited out of here?
So when Bill, anything that Bill spends mm-hmm. runs through the system, it's in here. There is a little delay. This is the end of December. We're already at the beginning of February. But what's in this account here, what I was saying about the repairs and maintenance, what's in that account is his regular repairs and maintenance.
Okay.
Okay. But now he's spending additional money that we gave him outside of the budget.
For special projects.
So we're going to make sure we identify both.
Okay. But his repairs and maintenance is really pretty much all Bill. Mm-hmm. Got it. Thank you.
That's an exceptional something that we're doing this year. Any other questions on Zone 8? As the pool gets closer to being done, the labor costs will go up, but those are budgeted for lifeguards and training.
Based on the fact that we can actually open the pool.
Yeah. Monica and I worked when we built up the budget. We had an estimate of June, so we'll see.
That's going to be a dance because a little bit of chess.
Complete dance. I'm doing the same thing on several other projects that don't have anything to do with the town. Well, they have something like the Big Cat Poker Run, for instance. We're figuring if we're even going to try to put it on because the health department won't give us a permit. Because of this arbitrary June deadline that Newsom's put out there. And so we can't even get a permit, so how do we plan it? If we wait till June, we can't put one together by August.
Right. And when the pool finally opens, that's when you gotta hire, and then there's a time gap between hiring.
It's gonna be a dance.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a dance.
All right, so now I'm gonna, if there's no more questions on Zone 8, I'm gonna go to Zone 9.
We're zoning.
Thank you.
So nine revenue comes from the assessments that are charged through the property tax bill. It's not the 1% of the 1%. It's an actual flat fee assessment. We collected 50% of it. We do get some reimbursable back from the county for some of the costs that we spend over there. Because Bill does, most of the time, rule of thumb, Bill staff is 75% Zone 8, 25% Zone 9. Employee expenses, let's see, we're running just fine there. Again, repairs and maintenance, we're using a little bit of some carryover funds from the previous year. Got over just doing a couple items there to get that zone going. I don't think it's going to be material at the end of the year. We're going to be under budget. We're right at 50% for the total expenses. Permits and fees, you see that there is a permit there for the Ravenswood play structure, which is in process.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's a huge percentage number because it was such a small number to start with.
Yeah.
And it's a small number for the permit, but it's huge percentage-wise.
Yeah. And the percentages do tell you a lot, but sometimes on those things it's like, oh, okay. I think Zone 9 is going to do just fine. We've got the work going like I spoke about with the new play structure. And
Related to you question, just because I'm no longer on that committee, but I'm just curious, did we ever find any of those concrete units that we could use for the fences over behind Plant 2 that I told you about. Excuse me, Newport Water Treatment Plant. Remember I told you there might be some of those cement bars hidden behind one of the tanks?
Yes, and we looked into it. There are some there. And so we're going to do an analysis.
Because some of them are too short, some of them fit, some of them don't.
But
we may be able to do some upgrading of that fence area over there with what we have.
Right.
It's actually repair, not upgrading.
I think the repair. Color makes a difference.
It's an upgrade because it's actually putting the fence in. Yeah, it's repair. You're right. I'm sorry, Mike.
Besides the size, the challenge is also color matching. So there are some variances in the color between the posts that are.
Oh, they're all earth tones. Just put them in there.
I would not worry about color. And I have to derail this. Do not worry about color.
But I just was curious because I won't be in a position to ask you that question again because I'm not on that committee anymore. So I'm glad we got that information then from Virgil, so we were able to look that up.
Okay, so that's it for my financial review. Any comments, questions, something you'd like to see next month? Or next 2 months? When we do these reviews?
I think the format seems to work for me.
Yeah, I mean, I need to grow into this a little bit here, I can't.
We don't know enough to tell you at this point.
Okay, that's fine.
So I think that the categories there's enough detail without being too much detail. So the way you broke it down seems to make sense, and it does give us a good snapshot of where we're doing well and where we're having issues. So that's really what's important.
And actually, your subsequent pages are much more informative to me than. So
you like, and the subsequent pages are the actual detail. Yeah, that's you're going to throw, clean the balance sheets.
That's easier for me to follow. That's just how my brain works.
Okay, and that's fine. And if you have questions, email me. If there's, you want to know what is in what account, or how they roll up, or any variances there that you want to have me provide any detail, that is fine.
The following pages are the backup to the numbers that you have on the summary.
Yes.
Very good. Let me just look real quick. Well, so all these pages here are in that summary.
Except for the balance sheets.
Right.
But all the income statements for the four zones.
Very good. Well, I'm not going to sit here and go through each page right now, so.
But if you have questions, again.
We can always come in and talk to you.
Yeah, and you can see the balances, balance to the
Okay. Brian, do you have any other questions?
I do not.
Julie, do you have anything more you want to tell us about the financial summary?
No, I think we are right where we need to be for 6 months into the year. I don't foresee any major variances between now and the end of June as it pertains to the budget.
All right. Well, I thank you for putting that together in a way that that we can understand it very clearly and a good presentation.
Thank you.
Okay. Moving on to discussion items. Is there anybody on the call besides Dina? Okay. Discussion items.
First, item number one is for you to agree on a chair. These are 2-year terms in this finance committee and all of our committees that have just begun. Usually the way we do it is the chair is, we have a chair for 1 year and then it swaps out the next year. You don't have to do it that way, but that's typical. It
seems to be equal and equitable.
Yes.
You want me to start?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, do we have
don't
to
proceed with the meeting?
Do we have to vote on this, or is we just designate it and understand it?
You know, it doesn't hurt. That, I mean, you guys are the only.
Okay,
voters,
so the motion is that that Vice President Graves be the chair, and that President Guteau be the vice chair, and we're all in favor of that.
Second it and just.
Second it and go. Yeah, MSC.
So don't abstain.
I have a conflict of interest. We need to abstain. Yeah.
Okay, I second it.
Budget review process, item 2.
Okay, in your packet, you'll see this nice, colorful page.
Yeah.
And the budget process is started and it's going. I just kind of wanted to give you a little bit of an overview. You know, January we start with the current year. We do wait till the financials are done, which I'm just doing here. And, sorry, I just lost my train of thought. It is a 2-year budget bill. We only approve 1 year, but we do have a look to the outer year. In February, I'll meet with the department managers and we'll discuss their budget requests. By the end of February, beginning of March, we'll have all the requests in, and I will start to prepare a preliminary budget for staff review with the general manager and the assistant general manager. And the date that you guys will first be seeing the budget will be is scheduled to be on April 7th, and that's when I will present the preliminary budget to you.
So that's interesting, because as a board member that has not been on the finance committee before, I was not really, I don't even think aware that it was a 2-year process, because we voted for it every year. So the perception to us was that it was a yearly budget that we voted on every year. But let me clarify, so let me make sure I understand this. So you only go through this process, you only go from yellow to green to green to green to green to blue once every 2 years?
No.
I didn't think
we
so.
We do a 2-year budget. We only adopt the first year. The second year that we present, and every year I do a budget, and I look at 2 years, the next year and the year after.
Okay, so they just overlap. You just overlap. Every time you do a budget, you're overlapping by a year.
Yeah.
And that way you can make whatever adjustments to the next year based on the history of the previous year and all that kind of stuff.
I'd like to get a clarification, though. Dina, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. So what we do, Kevin, is we do a 2-year outlook. So you're adopting the next budget year, and then the second year is just an outlook, just like we do with our capital improvement budget. We do a 5-year outlook for you so that you can see from year to year some variances and changes. And then what we do in that second, so the 22-23 year, we will adjust it, and then that next fiscal year you will adopt that year, but you will have an outlook for 23-24.
Right, so it's kind of an overlapping rotation. And by putting it into water wastewater parlance, you made it very clear for me. Thank you. With our 5-year plan, right? I mean, we do it every year, but we just go out another year as we do it.
We're trying to look into the future, and so providing you with a 2-year outlook into the future for the O&M and a 5-year capital plan, we feel like we're looking towards the future a little bit more.
Should have bought a DeLorean. Okay. Thank you, Dina. That makes sense.
All right, so after we, in April, I present the preliminary budget. In May, the preliminary budget, after it goes through the Finance Committee, is presented to the Board of Directors at a budget workshop. Then I will complete the final budget, and the final budget will be presented and adopted by the Board of Directors in June, and we do have a public hearing for that.
And as I actually take time to read the page, where it says 2-year budget build, and that insinuates the fact that it's not a budget for 2 years, it's a forecast.
I would just like to add another driving factor, though, to the budget. Could occur at our board workshop, because at the board workshop, we'll be asking for director input on things that they may like to see, et cetera, the town focus on, and using that information could drive some of the stuff in the budget bill. So.
Okay. When's that scheduled for?
March 4th, is it? I think it's March 4th.
Hold on.
At like 4 p.m.
I gotta get you my travel schedule. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
That's all I had to do. I just wanted to.
That's you? That's it? That's item two?
That is item.
Let's move to item three. Possible Proposition 68 competitive grant impacts. Who's going to talk to us about that?
Okay.
It's funny.
So as you both are aware, I assume you're aware, that assumption. Bill and Monica are currently working on a Prop 68 competitive grant. And part of that grant is we had to do a resolution. And in this resolution, there's item one and item two, and I'm going to read them, and then I will talk to you about them. Item one certifies that the applicant has or will have available prior to commencement of any of the work on the project included in this application sufficient funds to complete the project. Now, we've been translating that sentence in two ways. As in, do we have the money for the park in the bank to pay for it in cash? Or if it is only a partial funding, an example, it's a $3 million park, they're giving us $2 million, we have sufficient funds in our reserves to cover any gap. It's been unclear. We have got questions out, and we are researching that. The good news is, we need to, by signing this resolution, we're not committing the town to anything. It's just saying we're not going to do the work until we can show, and we'll get clarification. The part two of that was to certify that the project awarded that we have enough money to operate and maintain. That one doesn't give us as much heartburn because we're maintaining Clipper as it is right now. There will be some work to do on that. Now, back to the first one about the sufficient funds. There we may have some funding issues that come up. And we are looking into resources to alleviate that, such as bridge loans. We will have, if we get this grant, we will have to pay the vendors progress payments. We'll get progress payments and grants, but there's going to be some timing. So it would be wonderful if we could do it all with zoning monies, and we could borrow from ourselves. We don't know if that's possible. There was another item that maybe we could borrow from water and wastewater, but that's right in the middle of the D-night, so we probably won't be able to do that. The third option would be some short-term bridge loan financing. And the grant does say it covers the cost of the financing. No action at this time. It's just pretty much informative to let you guys know that we see this on the horizon and we're working on it.
This is coming before the board of directors. So I wanted the committee to be aware of it first, that there's these two interpretations of that. In either way, you know, it doesn't bind the town into some future signing. Till our name is on the dotted line, it doesn't.
It's kind of a moot point in my mind anyways at this juncture, because we haven't applied for a specific dollar amount or program. So,
and they will not let us apply, which is due, I think, the beginning of March something, until we pass this resolution. And we have a deadline, March deadline.
Oh, I see. But the resolution doesn't bind us to anything, so it's kind of a...
Yeah. If we do get...
So is this resolution coming to the board?
Yes.
When?
Next board meeting. Not tonight, but then the following
meeting. Okay, so we would support that.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
If that's what you're looking for here. Okay. Anything else for the good of the order? I don't see anything more on the agenda. Any future discussion agenda items that you know of at this point? So we are then in adjournment until April. Is that correct?
That is correct at 4:30.
Thank you. I was just.
Excuse me. 3:30.
What?
3:30 for the first one, because we have to change the bylaws. And then the next one will be...
Would you please... Have you got an agreement to get that done? Because I have a VA standing meeting from 3 to 4 on Wednesdays. They're not always the same Wednesday, but they do fall on Wednesdays. So for my work, it really would be very... Like, I'm missing a meeting today to be in this meeting at work.
The answer is I've already talked to the other committee. The answer is yes.
Okay.
But we have to go through the formality of meeting at this time to change the bylaws for the ongoing future.
Because it wasn't on the agenda soon enough to do it this time.
Correct.
Right. Gotcha. Understood. Okay. With that, we're in the meeting. Thanks, guys.